TalkZone.com!
Welcome to the Kingspeed Radio Show Halloween Party. We'll start the fun and scares in just a few minutes, but first let's learn all about Halloween, shall we? Halloween, my favorite time of year. The nights are a little bit colder, a little bit darker. The shadows, a little longer. But don't worry, that shadow, probably just the car passing by. Probably. It's all in fun, but Halloween has a history that goes back hundreds, even thousands of years, to the Roman festival of Pomona, the goddess of fruits and seeds. While others argue that it holds its roots in the Festival of the Dead, a holiday that has been celebrated all over the world for centuries as a way of honoring the dead after every harvest, the last one being in October. Historians believe that Halloween most likely owes its popularity to the Celtic Festival of Samhain. The Festival of Samhain celebrates the end of the lighter half of the year and the beginning of the darker half, and is sometimes regarded as the Celtic New Year. It also closely coincides with the Catholic holiday All Souls Day on November 2nd, based on the doctrine that the souls of the faithful who at death have not been cleansed would be trapped in purgatory. The ancient Celts believed that the border between this world and the other world became thin on Samhain, allowing spirits, both harmless and harmful, to pass through. Family ancestors were honored and invited home, but it is believed that the need to ward off harmful spirits led to the wearing of costumes and masks. The idea was to disguise oneself as a harmful spirit and thus avoid harm. In Scotland, men impersonated the spirits by dressing in white and wearing masks or veils. The word Halloween comes from the 16th century Scottish for All Hallows Even or evening. The spelling progressively shrank to Halloween, indicating the removal of the V, and then eventually to the spelling we use today. Most of the symbols we use for Halloween formed over several centuries and borrowed from customs of medieval holy days and contemporary cultures. The practice of memorializing the souls in purgatory with candle lanterns carved from turnips became adapted into the making of jack-o'-lanterns. In Celtic tradition, large turnips were used in place of pumpkins, which are associated with Halloween in North America, where pumpkins are both readily available and much larger, making them easier to carve. Trick-or-treating is always the first thing we think of when we say Halloween. This fun tradition began when children would go in costume from house to house asking, "Trick or treat?" The word trick refers to a threat to perform mischief on the homeowners or their property if no treat is given. In some parts of Scotland, children still go guising. In this custom, the child performs some sort of trick, such as singing a song or telling a ghost story, to earn their treats. The practice of dressing up in costumes and begging door to door for treats on holidays dates back to the Middle Ages. Trick-or-treating is similar to the late medieval practice of souling, when the poor would go door to door on Hallow Mass, celebrated on November 1st, and ask for food in return for prayers for the dead to help the lost souls escape purgatory and enter into heaven. Whether you dress up for a costume party or take your kids trick-or-treating, try to remember to be safe. Remember that there will be children out, especially in residential areas. If you attend parties, make sure to moderate your drinking and never drink and drive. Parents, be sure to always stay near your children and to keep a watchful eye on the road. Make sure all candy is safe. This means you may have to eat your fair share, for safety, of course, before your kids eat it. Kids will be trick-or-treating around dusk. Have a happy and safe Halloween, and now let me officially welcome you to the Geekspeak Radio Show Halloween Party.
TalkZone presents the Geekspeak Radio Show with your hosts, Henry and Romo. Your top spot for everything entertainment and pop culture, including TV, movies, comics, casting news, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Henry and Romo.
What's wrong?
Hold on.
What?
How about without a mask now?
Welcome to the Geekspeak Radio Show Halloween Party. Hey, Henry, I wanted to know, why do you have that red button near you?
What red button? Yeah. Oh, this big one over here?
Yeah.
You didn't go on geeksbegetashow.com, did you?
No.
On the news section, I have it on. There's the coolest thing. I saw it last night, actually, I was getting ready for the show.
Uh-huh.
You know the, who has that? Staples has that.
The easy button, yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Oh.
But it doesn't say easy on it, does it?
And it's just one big red button.
I call it the bomb button.
Why?
Because when you push it, our favorite movie, when you push it, this is what you get. Watch. That's
cool.
What it's for. So it's up to you to think of, you know, whenever you need that boom sound and use it for that. Like,
cool.
For example, I look over, I'm talking to you, and I see you daydreaming.
And that'll wake me up.
Yeah.
That'll give me a good kick.
And we do have a totem up here, so
yeah.
You can check to see if you're dreaming or not. But that's why I have it up here. Here, one more time. Just because I like it.
It's a good sound, too. I'm really a big fan of... Man,
no, you
Inception.
Think? Everybody's still been geeking out about this
I know.
Movie. Comes out on December 8th.
Yeah.
A day that will live in Blu-ray collection.
That's right. I know I'm going to be there first in line to get it.
Anyway, so like I said, yeah, welcome to the Geek Speak Radio Show Halloween party. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Everybody's here. A lot of kids, because it is, after all, for the kids.
Yeah.
So if you guys hear some screaming, it's not Romo, it's not Damien, it's actually the kids that are here getting ready for trick-or-treating. So hi, everybody. Mother Nature actually cooperated and was on time. Rainy, dark. I thought I heard
it's perfect
thunder
for
even.
Yeah, it's perfect for Halloween. I mean,
and,
I really feel like I'm in this. It's there.
And not that they're ever right, but the weather guy says it should clear up by Sunday.
Oh, that's good.
So perfect for a Halloween.
For all the
stay
kids
indoors,
to go
watch all the scary movies. Yeah, there you go. Or if you go in a mall, then there you go.
Yeah,
that's
you don't have to get wet.
So, like I said, I told you guys, and it's up on the Facebook thing, I told you guys we're going to start with the history of Halloween. There you go. I told you it wasn't going to be boring. You weren't bored. You got it. That's covers a little bit of the history of Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Most everybody knows that that's where it came from.
Samhain.
Samhain is what it's called, really. Matter of fact, the movie that I like watching a lot, Trick or Treat by Mike Dougherty, that who wrote Superman Returns, that one borrows a lot from that history, and in fact, the main character, and you guys have seen it when you saw the poster.
It's a little kid with a jack o' lantern hat.
Or, it's not a kid, but you know, spoiler alert, in case you guys haven't seen it, it's not a little kid. But to find out what it is, you got to go and get it. And if you haven't seen it, you really got to go and get it, especially this weekend. But he's named Sam because of that, because it's pronounced Samhain, but it's spelled Samhain, Samhain.
Oh, I see.
But it's pronounced Samhain, and the main character, that's where his name comes from, Sam.
So,
but he borrows a lot from there.
Uh-huh.
And like you heard our special guest there tell you guys the little history of Halloween.
Yeah.
So what are you? You've got two faces there. What are you?
Yeah, I'm actually Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
It's an event that celebrates the dead in the Mexican culture.
We're bilingual here at Geek Speak Radio Show.
And I'm painting my face as one of the skeletons or the dead. It's really cool. And I like what you're wearing, too. I mean, you're all muscular and stuff, dressed up as a...
What am I costume, though?
You're Venom.
Yeah.
Or actually, no, wait. Are you Venom or are you the Dark Spider-Man?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's a really... I mean, makes you look huge. I mean, you could go out there and start spraying your webs everywhere.
Damien. I like producer Damien's costume.
Yeah, what are you?
He is Damien.
Yeah, I'm Damien today.
He decided to be producer today.
Or Eddie Murphy.
Wait a minute. Have you gotten a costume? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is the weekend, you know.
Yeah, I have a costume. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to actually bring out my Michael Jackson Thriller jacket.
That's cool.
I'm going to bring it out Sunday. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to get the curl. I'm going to curl up my hair.
Huh? So you're gonna get the Jericho?
Yeah.
Thing?
Now that I gotta see, because he's got no hair right now. He's shaved.
Yeah.
So that I gotta see. I was gonna curl his hair.
and I'm gonna shave.
Oh, that's good. I mean, at least your hygiene's gonna be good. No, but yeah, I'm gonna. So you're pretty much. So are you gonna have any zombies following you? Or are you just gonna be out there?
You know,
dancing?
I'm gonna have. Yeah, The Walking Dead is gonna be following me.
Cool.
Those zombies from the Golden Gate Bridge are going to be following me.
Yeah, I understand one of you guys actually ran into them and you made friends with them.
I did.
That was
really?
That's who's following them.
Yeah. You know, they're actually trying to turn me into one, you know, since I'm actually skinny. I'm pretty skinny.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You could just walk around the Tenderloin and have the crackheads walk around and just, you guys just bust down that dance. You guys could just be, because they are technically walking zombies, you know that.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But, you know, when I walked in here in the studio today and I looked and I saw Henry, I was like, whoa. And I was like, dude, did you really, you must have been really eating your vegetables, huh?
Pumping some iron.
He was pumping that iron. I was like, whoa.
Pumping iron, not pills.
I was like, okay.
Because in order to go from where, the way I looked yesterday to this big today,
yeah,
you have to pump some pills, not some iron.
Or just put on a costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, well, you know, Henry, I guess I won't be messing with you and making jokes about you right now.
So, like I said, that's what's going on with us. Everybody's here. We got some food over there. Yes. I won't eat. I am getting hungry, but I won't eat on the air because I don't want to spit into my microphone. But I did promise you guys, and I've teased you all month long as we were doing the Spirit of Halloween interview series.
Mm-hmm.
Started off way back. It seems like so long ago. I can't believe Monday it's going to be November already.
Right. Where
did the year go?
Monday.
But it started, it seems like way, 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 way back.
Yeah.
On October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Moretz came in and told us about Let Me In.
Yeah.
Guess who's on the phone?
Chloe.
No, not Chloe. Nobody's on the phone. No, but all through that, we went through, you know, through haunted houses, through the Winchester Mystery House here,
mm-hmm.
people who have been in scary movies, people who are paranormal, not activities, paranormal investigators, real ones, not
ghost hunters and stuff.
Not the ones that have TV shows, the ones that actually go out there and see the ghosts.
Yeah.
Authors. And most of it, like I said, it's been, yeah, to scare you a little bit, but also to tell you guys that, hey, yeah, you get scared, boo, you jump, but uh-huh. it's all in fun.
Yeah.
That's the spirit of Halloween.
And it's educational too.
Yeah. Amen. Part of this, you know, with the kids over here, they're dressed up. That's, and we're dressed up also. That's part of it. The pumpkins, all of that, as you heard our ghost voice tell us at the beginning, that's part of the history and part of the traditions now.
Yeah.
But it's all not about how much candy you get, how much candy you buy so you can give out. It's not a contest, although, we would be the winners in
that.
Let
me ask you this. When did Halloween become such a target for churches to attack? I mean, I've noticed that at certain religions, they look down upon as Halloween being very evil. And for me, it's just for the kids. It's fun. You know, that's what I love about Halloween. I always thought it was kind of scary to see aside from people's point of view to be putting Halloween in a category that it should never be in.
I think in this, I didn't even know this.
Yeah,
but I should because I like this movie, the scariest movie of all time, The Exorcist. We're gonna have Pazuzu, Captain Howdy,
uh-huh.
Eileen Dietz will come back next hour and talk to us. As I was doing research again on her website, which is up on geekspaghettishow.com, as I was going on there and looking at Exorcist the movie facts,
yeah,
I'd forgotten or just didn't know that the movie was actually released on December 26th, 1973.
that's bad. The day after Jesus was born on Christmas. That is some good marketing, though. It really, if you're expecting to be in the Christmas mood and you go to the movies, because everyone does that.
Yeah.
You know, you go see The Exorcist and, you know, halfway you are.
Open your presents, have food, and go to a movie.
Yeah.
And you're expecting to see, you know, I don't know if you took your kids or not. I wouldn't know.
No, I don't think so.
This is what they saw.
Yeah.
And that's probably why, you know, the church, does that. But it did start off. As you heard our ghost voice tell you, it did start off as part of the All Saints Day.
Yeah.
Which is on November 2nd, not October mm-hmm. 31st, but they've all bunched into one at this point.
Yeah, because Halloween is very interesting because, you know, Halloween is Samhain, like you said, but then there's also in the Mexican culture is Dia de los Muertos, which is celebrates the Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. It's not in any way,
it's not a macabre holiday.
Right. It's more just to celebrate and honor the dead. You're the ones that you
to remember the people that have moved on, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not, you know, you don't dig up dead people and have corpses there for dinner and everything.
Right. You
know, that did happen before, but not anymore.
Oh.
But yeah, but to answer your question, when did the church start attacking this? I don't know.
Yeah.
Quite honestly. I mean, I've seen it a lot more the past few years. This year, it's been kind of quiet, actually.
For me, some people say that that Halloween is, I mean, Harry Potter is evil because it is celebrating witchery, like the witch and the Wiccan. And
witchcraft.
Witchcraft, yeah. And witchery. But I think it's kind of interesting because it's just for kids. It's entertainment. Don't take it so seriously, people. It's kind of like with Kiss, the band.
Yeah.
You know, and how they started attacking them and, you know, that's when I was putting on my makeup. For a second, I felt like Gene Simmons, and I felt like a member of KISS and the KISS Army. So.
But then you realize my tongue's not that long.
Yeah. That's true.
But unless you put one of those plastic ones on.
Yeah.
But then you can't talk, because then you hear...
See, I think that maybe next year I'll be Gene Simmons, one of the members of KISS. That's a really cool costume.
See, to be Gene Simmons, you got to get that voice, though. This is Gene Simmons.
Well, or just the tongue.
But yeah, but Kiss is one of them. What was Ozzy's band again?
Ozzy, Black Sabbath.
Yeah, those type of bands.
Or just rock and roll in general, heavy metal, and Harry Potter.
When was it? Earlier this week or last week? I think we had the House of Shock.
Yeah,
they get attacked all the time for being demonic or satanic.
But it's interesting though. It's just what everyone says. It's all clean. It's all entertainment and it's clean fun.
But at the same time, I got to say this: you do have to be careful because. Yeah, to you, it's what you do. You're having fun, and the House of Shock and us, we when we were talking, we both said that if you don't like it, don't listen to the show or don't go in there. Uh-huh. That's easy to say.
Yeah,
but we do live in a free country. Last I checked, anybody can listen to whatever or whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
In there, you're gonna get like in this show, it's about everything. You're gonna get a little bit of everything, a little bit of shock, a little bit of. Funniness, a little bit of
entertainment,
sadness, knowledge, whatever it is, goes everywhere.
News.
However, you don't know who's listening to you. It may be somebody who has no friends, has no parents. The parents are there, but the parent is really the television.
Yeah.
That's how they parent. And so when they hear these messages of, go to the black church, go to this, go to that, go to that, that's when they start, going to those things in a dangerous way.
Uh-huh.
So you do have to be careful. With what you do, you can't just go crazy and say, "Oh yeah, I'm just don't listen to my song." But go and buy my album, but just don't listen to the songs if you don't like it. What? So you do have to be careful when you do things like that, especially around kids.
Well, also just interesting to point that out, but also they got to be careful when you're also dealing with the spirits themselves. I'm going to change it up, but like if you're going to play the Ouija board, understand the responsibility of doing something like that, or going to haunted houses and trying to do some paranormal activity investigations, you're going to come in contact with something that you're not expecting to come in contact with.
Yeah, when we had Dr. Jeff Dwyer on, he's the one that wrote the Haunted San Francisco book. I didn't ask him this, but I was thinking in my head when you not just his book, but any book like that, go look at the haunted places in New York and Chicago, wherever.
Yeah.
People may actually go, and what if they actually make the spirit mad?
Yeah.
How do you... avoid that? How do you combat that?
Yeah.
How do you avoid having something follow you home?
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, funny you mention that, it is the weekend for it.
Yeah.
See behind you that Ouija board?
Yeah, I see
here,
it.
Bring it up here and let's play with it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
See what it's for?
I don't touch the Ouija board. I never will at all. I don't believe in it.
No.
Yeah. So before we take a break, that's Damien. Before we take a break, like I said, I promised you guys, I've been teasing you all month. I'll give you some of my stories. I kind of gave you the one that started everything with me.
The one.
If you guys haven't heard it, if you weren't there, let me tell you real quick. When I was about 3-4 years old in my mom's house, where I grew up, my bed was positioned facing the door, and to my right as I'm lying on the bed, it was a closet. I remember it was like 2-3 in the morning. I woke up, I don't know, I remember why. Closet door was open, there was a bunch of figures, not facing me, facing
the closet.
Another wall. And I just got under the covers, never saw it again. From that point to right now, I've always felt something around me, a presence, and not, doesn't feel evil, doesn't feel mean, I don't feel like I'm in danger. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. If I don't feel it around me, I start to worry, because then I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
But I always hear, sounds. It's not sounds like what you hear, furniture settling, things like that. I always hear just weird sounds,
mm-hmm.
where there shouldn't be sounds.
Yeah.
So that's my story. We've heard your story about the deer.
Yeah.
Is there anything before that actually either got you not interested in this, or what makes you so afraid and giggle the way you do at anything scary?
Maybe it had to do with just the belief of the unknown. Knowing something that's far bigger than us as human beings. I think that's what scares me. Anything that has to do with death, anything that has to do with the afterlife, that's it. Yeah.
How about, finally,
what?
You get Damien's stories.
Ooh. He's just smiling over here. No.
So quickly, before we go to break, give us one of your first, anything, whether you've seen something, whatever got you scared.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
Well, if you don't have one right now, as you think, you know what?
Whoa.
There. Did that wake you up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come up with something? I like this thing over here.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's
probably going to break it before the show's over.
Well, you did tell me, Henry, going back to you, you told me a story 2 days ago, 3 days ago, that you told me that there was a spirit walking towards you, right? You heard some footsteps coming towards you and you turned around.
It was here in the studio, as a matter of fact. Yeah, you're right. That did happen. It's a new one. It's a new one. When was it? Yeah, about Tuesday night, as I was getting, ready, getting the show ready for, I think it was for Back to the Future Day.
Yeah.
I was here till a little after midnight.
Yeah.
So as I was walking out, turning off the lights, starting everything down, the bathroom, which is like in every radio station, those of you who work at radio stations, for some reason, bathrooms are always all the way at the other side of the building. Really convenient, huh?
Yeah.
And that's where we have what we call bathroom songs. But as I was leaving and getting ready to lock up the studio, from the bathroom, nobody was there. I knew that because you guys had been long gone. Everybody was gone. It was just me. I knew that for a fact. I was locking up, and from that bathroom, lights weren't on or anything, but from the bathroom, I just heard footsteps.
Yeah.
Not big, just like the way you guys sound when you come out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Sounded like that. I didn't run. What I did is I stopped, turned around, faced the bathroom, and I said, "What?" And nothing happened. Obviously, I'm still here.
Yeah. That's cool.
Which actually, when I told you that the next morning, you said, "Oh, run, Damien, he's possessed." It went into him.
You never know, right?
Yeah, so those are quick stories from us. Again, it's been on our Facebook. I've tweeted it. I mentioned it all week. Your turn. We got some emails, actually. We'll read a few of those. We got some ghost stories and just some Halloween memories from you guys. But if you want to do it live, you can. 888-GO-FOR-RED, 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. Again, this is the Geek Speak Radio Show, a Halloween party. Let's take a little break. When we come back, oh, by the way, no buzz report today. It's just all Halloween. All
right, good.
How about that? There's a couple of stories. I'll just mention them, throw them out.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, George Lucas is doing the new Star Wars films.
Really?
Yeah. But then he came out and said, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you can just go straight to break then. Okay. I got to hear that news.
The Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
The website that gives you some real excitement without charging you by the minute.
It really is a lot of fun.
TalkZone.com.
Transmit.
And now, back to the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Henry and Romo.
Boo! Welcome to the Geek Speak Radio Show, the Halloween party. Looking forward to it. We've got a lot of kids here. Everybody's here. Damien's here in costume. He is Damien today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which actually could be a scary thing because it could be a couple of Damien's, actually. Damien from The Omen or Father Damien from The Exorcist.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I have a few personalities.
Yeah, I could tell.
Should get that checked, actually. Okay, so anyway, like I said, welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show. We are in the middle of the Halloween party. We will have a lot of fun. And like I said, what's a good Halloween party without telling ghost stories?
Yes.
I've told mine, I was going to say over the years, over the months, feels like years, over the whole month, tease you with some. Damien is still thinking about some.
Uh-huh.
You making them up or you have one?
No, I actually have one.
Go ahead, kick it off.
Yeah. It was a few years back. I was working at a radio station in, it was downtown San Francisco, and it was my, I had been there for about a week or two. And so by this point, I had, the phone just started ringing all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And then, the phone started ringing. And then once I answered it, the elevator opened and I locked the elevator and it just kept opening, closing and opening, closing. And the phone just kept ringing off the hook nonstop. And then all of a sudden the lights went out. So then I got really scared. Uh-huh. So then the elevator closed. Then I went to the elevator to actually leave the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to go try to go downstairs.
Yeah.
I was locked in the elevator.
See, that's not a horror story. I mean, a haunted story. That's just the electrician man turning off the power of the building.
Well, that was scary.
Call the station, not paying the bill.
Yeah, right.
Now that's really scary.
Yeah.
So this is where you guys jump in. Again, we got a couple of emails. Romo's got them there. Get them together. I'll have you read them in just a few minutes. We got them last night. Cheated a little. Printed them. I was going to do it live, but you guys can send them live also. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. The phone number, 888-GO-FOR-RED, 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. That's exactly what Fernando did, and he's got a ghost story. Fernando, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, give us your ghost story.
All right, so I'm going to give a little bit of the backstory just so you understand the implications of it. But I went to Mexico when I was 10 years old, and before I went, my mother told me, hey, you know, you have an aunt there that you need to visit. She needs to take care of you, your baby. And so the whole way on my mind over there, I was thinking, you know, hey, I got to visit her. This is what my mom is telling me. I was just thinking of my aunt, which passed away already. And I had a room that I stayed at, you know, every night I was there, that was my room. My parents were going around different parts of Mexico, so that was my room. But one night we're all having a powwow at the downstairs of the house, and we hear some noise upstairs. Everyone quiets down because the whole family's downstairs. We hear footsteps come from the corner room, upstairs, of course, from the corner room walking, sounds like heels, and it's walking straight into what we're under, straight into my room where I was staying, and nobody was upstairs, right? And so you're thinking heels, and you're thinking everyone's downstairs, and it walks clear across the house from one room to the other to my room. All right, so everyone, we're all shocked, I'm scared. But it doesn't stop there. So, you know, I'm still young. I kind of understand it. A little fearful, but hey, you know, let's move on. Well, that night, for some reason, something told me to look up or kind of wake up. And I saw a figure right of the corner of my bed look like what I think is a female, kind of the hair. I just saw a finger, covered my eyes, of course, like everyone does. Then, you know, went back to look and it was gone. So that was kind of what happened to me, and I think the footsteps was more prominent of something like, what's going on? No one was upstairs. How can you explain it? And there's no way to explain it. I saw something, but I guess the scary part is to think that we already knew what was going on before I saw anything at night because of footsteps when no one was upstairs.
Did you ask anybody else if that house was haunted?
Well, no. See, the thing about this is, well, here's, I guess, a semi-tight story. Our other house where my other family owns, everyone in my family, there's no hospital in my hometown in Mexico, died in that other house. So all the uncles and aunts, the grandfathers, the cousins, you go to die in that house. So the house that I stayed in is not haunted, but the other family relative's house, which is two houses down, is known to be haunted because basically the whole family, our whole history, has died in that house.
Yeah, so definitely there's going to be something.
You brought up a good point right there. You know, that is traditional in Mexican culture to have the elderly, you know, pass away in that home. Do you think that anything has followed you in any way as far as, you know, let's say that lady with the heels?
No, and I just think when I go to Mexico, I think they're around you. You know, especially in our household and that different, the other relatives out there around you all the time. And it's kind of known, you know, I've heard stories that.
Fernando, you there? Uh-oh. Shouldn't have talked about that lady. See, she right. Got mad. Came all the way from Mexico, too. No, but I was going to ask him, actually, if he knew the city, I forget what it is, what the name of the city, but there's a city in Mexico that is supposed to be the most haunted city.
I think he does
in Mexico. Yeah, not Mexico City, but
yeah, because I heard about that town too. They talk about it in all ghost hunting films, TV shows, even books. Even the TV show on MTV that I was watching, it's Fear TV, something Fear. Yeah. They actually go to that town in Mexico, and this is the first time I heard about it. It's a cave mining town, isn't it, that you're thinking of?
Yeah. It has mummies in it.
Yeah.
That's part of it also.
Wow.
Hey, I don't know if it was just my headphones. Did you guys hear a sound right before?
Yes. It sounded weird. Like, yeah, it's like something was being sucked up.
That's what the button's for.
Well, wow. Thanks. Hey, Fernando, thanks for calling. Make sure to call back and, you know,
tell us you're alive.
Yeah. For real.
So everybody else, don't get scared. I'm sure that was just Fernando's. Go ahead and give us a call. 888-GO-FOR-IT. 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com is the email. You can, if you want to do that, well, maybe the ghost will be in your machine.
Yeah.
They're scary. But don't be afraid. That was, like I said, that's probably just Fernando. Yeah.
I have an email from Jackie. She says this: when I was a little girl, I remember the house that I was living in at the time was haunted. And she remembers hearing a voice, a little girl's voice, telling her to play. And I was like, that's all it says, but, you know, she, what I thought was just like, little girls asking you to play, and if that's a ghost, that is creepy. You know, that is, thanks for the email, Jackie, but
did she get into detail? Did she say it was really clear? That she just kind of heard her?
No, it was in bold that it asked her to play.
Well, that should be scary enough.
Right.
I think I told you guys this story about my wife and I when I thought I heard a baby on the side, and she heard it too. It didn't say anything. It just sounded like a baby.
Yeah.
So there you go. That does happen. And those are some of the scariest EVPs, by the way, the electronic voice phenomena, the ones that are actually kids talking.
Yeah.
So again, the phone number, 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. You can do it by email, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Stella is brave enough to get on our phone and tell us a scary story. Stella, you there?
Yes, this is Stella.
Okay,
well,
go ahead and scare
us. My story basically is when I was growing up at my grandma's house, whenever I would walk down the hallway, I would always feel like a presence. And so one day when I didn't really see it a person, but I could just feel it. It's kind of like, I can't explain it, but you could see it in your mind's eye. And so it was a guy walking up and down the hallway, and like from the 1800s, he had like a black suit on and a top hat. And so I would hate to walk down that hallway, especially that night. And so years later, it's like when I started opening it up to like, you know, ghost and paranormal stuff with my family, I shared the story with my family, and I realized that I wasn't the only person that was feeling like a presence. And so I described the guy to one of my sisters, and she looked at me, she's like, I saw the same thing. And so ever since then, that was like maybe like 10 years ago. And ever since then, I've really opened up to that world, you know, of the unknown and like just all the paranormal stuff. So I really, it's opened up my world, because before I thought, oh, I'm crazy, whatever. But it's like, I know for a fact, you know, it's out there. And then years later, I had moved in with my grandparents, and that same spirit, would wake me up at night. Like I would be sound asleep, and all of a sudden, I knew it was that person. I could feel it, and he would wake me up, and I'd be, leave me alone, leave me alone. And finally, I just kept telling him, go, leave me alone, leave me alone. And finally, he left. So that's my story, you know.
Yeah, I kind of had I think I've said it on the air before. I kind of had a story like that when my dad died. It was, as a matter of fact, that very night when he passed away. I think it was my dad, because I don't know. I ran out of the house before I could see if it was him or not, but I saw a shadow walking towards me, and it came from my dad's room, and it walked the same way my dad would. So, I feel you on that one, Stella. Stella, thanks a lot for that scary story.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and have a happy Halloween. So, there you go. And again, the number 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748, 888-463-6748. Don't get scared. I think the ghosts are going into our phone lines, and they keep knocking our callers out. So, but
yeah.
We'll keep going anyway. My son's a Ghostbuster, so
that's
he has
good.
Costume, so we'll have him here. So let's take a little break. When we come back, we'll continue the ghost stories. We'll tell some, I'll tell some, and there's some people here. Maybe they'll tell some of the ghost stories, so don't go anywhere.
The Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
Attention all bases, attention all bases, this is
the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
This is Halloween, the Halloween party on Geek Speak Radio Show. Hey, Romo, you scared?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm ready to get
our
scared.
Producer
some more.
Dave, he's getting a little freaked out over there, too. but everybody else, to see if you guys really are brave, 888, go for it. 888-463-6748. comments at thegeekspeakradioshow.com. You guys got any more emails or are they coming in?
Right now they're coming in.
Okay, so we'll go to those as we go. So like I said, one number one more time, 888-463-6748, and well, we'll just try our luck with the ghost, see what happens.
Right.
They seem to not like us talking to them. How about one more story from you before we start taking calls and going to other people?
For me personally...
Not the dear one, though.
For me personally, I just heard a story from my sister before the show, and she told me that her friend, her best friend, and I know her as well, told her that... It happened around last week, around 2 o'clock, and she said that she woke up out of her sleep because she felt something was choking her, or felt something was above her, and it startled her, and she just woke up and she didn't go back to sleep. Kind of like in Paranormal Activity, when you get like some spirit around you, and you feel like it's there, like it's suffocating you. So she got that. She woke up and, you know, it's not there anymore. But it did freak her because that was her first experience with something that is the unknown, really. I mean, you don't know what it is. It could be a spirit. It could be anything, but it was something that she felt that was on top of her and scaring, you know, like suffocating her. And it was, when she told me this, I was like, wow, you know, thank God I don't know that I'm not there.
Captain Jacqueline Sparrow is next to you.
Oh, hello.
That's my wife, actually. She's a pirate today.
Nice.
But she actually knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
It happens to me.
Really?
And in fact, I was talking to, we had a guest on this week, or last week, Dr. Jeff Dwyer, and I was talking to him about it, and he said, wow, you're very sensitive to what's out there.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I am, because every time somebody in my family passes, or someone that I know, I get that old hag syndrome, and it's been all my life since I was a kid. Maybe I think the earliest I remember when I was 4 or 5, and I wasn't even in my own home. We were on vacation in Los Angeles at my cousin's house.
Yeah.
And that's when it first happened, and I woke up and told my dad, something's here, there's a ghost or something. And my dad freaked out and said, oh, who is it? Who is it? And then found out that his aunt died.
Really?
Yep. And then there's another situation when my grandpa had died, and I had the same feeling. I was away at UC Santa Barbara for a camp or something during the summertime, and I was still a teenager. I think I was like 14.
Yeah.
And I was in the dorm by myself, and all of a sudden I feel this loneliness and cold air and sadness, but I felt a presence, like it was kind of happy. And then I was wondering what it was, and I was like, why am I the only one in this room? Where is everybody? And it turns out all the other people that I was with, they were down the hall together, and I was the only one by myself. And then when I got home, my parents told me, guess what? Your grandpa died. I said, really? What time and what day? Cause this had, you know, that kind of thing happens to me all the time. And, at that point, she was like, about 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Well, guess what time that was when I stood in that room, in that dorm room all by myself, feeling all those weird things?
3 o'clock.
Yep. That's when he passed.
Wow. They say three, if you believe in numerology, three.
3 a.m.
Oh, 3 a.m. But
that's the witching hour.
Yeah.
But, oh.
Which, I gotta say, every day, you know, like I said, the other day when I heard those footsteps behind me, I left the studio about a little after midnight.
Yeah.
So trust me, when I get home, I'm dead tired.
Yeah.
I am literally asleep before my head hits the pillow.
Uh-huh.
This morning, maybe I was just excited about Halloween or anything. I could not sleep the entire night. And I woke and I got up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Walked around the house. Didn't see anything, but I did see something really scary.
What was that?
The Descent 2. Because I went on my Netflix and I watched it and I liked it, actually.
Have you ever seen The Descent 1?
Yeah, of course. That's why I watched
it. That's one of my favorite movies. And I saw that movie 3 years ago. Actually, the year it came out, not knowing what it was. It was one of the best movies that I would say was actually did scare me. And I was pleased to, you know, I liked it. You know, should I give some spoilers away about, I mean.
Yeah, a lot of people saw it. Yeah, I like that one, The Descent. I like it because it's somewhere new.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been in the ocean with Jaws. Everybody's done haunted houses, Paranormal Activity, Poltergeist, all of those. But you've never done a cave dwelling or cave exploring horror film.
There was a good movie, actually.
Now, the one thing I didn't understand was was it a dream? I mean, was it, was it, cause at the end of it, she wakes up. Out.
Where's your totem? I told you. By the way, got a couple of emails, not Halloween ones, but they say, where is that thing? And it's really cool. Where can I find it? Go on geekspeakradioshow.com in the news section. It's the second story from the top. It's on there. You can put it on your computer and annoy your coworkers all you want.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Romo.
That was The Descent. There was also another movie that I was watching that I thought was really, really good, because when you said The Descent, it reminded me of you know, just other stuff that I grew up watching. And I mean, that part is cool, but there was also, I was trying to think of any other good scary movies that kind of did something that would kind of, you know, scare you. I mean, Michelle, would you say that there was a movie like that?
No.
No?
It's in a different realm. I mean, you've got the underwater sea type things, mysterious horrors. You have the camps with the crazy weird guy with a mask killing you and everybody.
That was just Romo. He's talking about the movie.
About the movie, yeah.
Well. Like,
stop.
What?
Hammer time.
No, stop. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about that. Scary movies. You guys want to jump in? You can. If the ghost lets you, AAA to go for it. 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. Because what is Halloween without a ghost story and without scary movies?
Yeah.
The Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
Radio and the internet.
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Back to the Geek Speak Radio Show.
One of the most important things in your life.
On TalkZone.com.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Here's Henry and Romo.
You know, that's supposed to scare you. I'm spitting your food out.
That song scared me so bad. I literally was just like, plus I can't talk with my food in my mouth.
By the way,
yeah,
you got to clean my console afterwards.
All right, that's fine.
So welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show, the Halloween party. We've had some ghost stories, and you guys can try. 888 to go for it. 888-463-6748. If you think it's haunted now,
just wait till we get later on.
We're going to get Captain Howdy on the phone in a few minutes.
Nice.
It'll really be haunted. It'll be possessed. So, got to get in some emails. You guys can send them in. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. 888 to go for it is the phone number. 888-463-6748. We're going to talk about some movies.
Yeah.
That was one of them there. Uh-huh. It was supposed to scare you, like I said.
Yeah.
But.
Did you like The Descent too, though, compared to the first one?
Yeah.
Huh. Anything different or no?
No.
But all right, the same. Good, good.
The crawlers, they looked a little different.
Yeah.
Better than that. I mean, to be honest with you, this one didn't have that many jump
moments,
like the other one did.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, like I said, it was one of my favorite movies. The same thing goes with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Of course, that's always a classic original film that would always be my favorite movie of all time. One of them, I would say.
Yeah, every time I say the scariest movie of all time, you say, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know. It's The Exorcist.
Yeah.
But there's so many that you can add to your collection that you just, it's so hard to just pick one.
Where is everybody? Damien, get everybody over here. You guys hear all the noise over there.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're going to talk movies this last segment here. So somebody jump on. Anybody. Fine. Damien, I guess.
Yeah. So you still have your horror story?
Let me turn your mic on. What is your, to you, your more scariest movie?
It's kind of hard to say. I don't really have a scary movie.
Because you can watch them.
Yeah, that's right. You can just pick any Eddie Murphy movie. I mean, that's scary enough.
There you go.
Oh, Vampire in Brooklyn.
There you go.
That was scary. That was a scary one. You know what? Batman Begins to me was actually scary. The bats.
Batman Begins,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say The Scarecrow.
No.
Bats?
Yeah,
scare you?
Well, yeah, just the parts.
Are you afraid of rabies or what?
That too.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And Last Exorcist, it's not really too many movies that really scare me, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just been a few of them that make me jump, but nothing really that I can say that really scares me. Romo?
For me personally, I would say Rosemary's Baby did wonders for me when I was younger. I mean, that movie really...
What do you mean by wonders?
Yeah, it took me for a loop. It was one of the first movies. Like I said, I saw that movie before I saw The Exorcist. And that movie scared me so bad that I told my mom. I was like, Mom,
don't ever take me to those movies again.
Right? But the last scene, you know, when she gives birth to a demon baby, or I think it's the devil's baby, and that's the first thing I asked Mom. Could that happen? And she's like, no, it's just a movie, but still... It did its job. It scared me really bad.
Boo! Somebody's scary next to you. My brother-in-law, Donald. You guys can hear all the noise behind us. Mm-hmm. Donald, what's one of your scariest movies that you've seen?
I think I don't get scared that often, but I think back in the day, 8mm, Nicolas Cage. That was just like scary.
Yeah, that was scary.
You think about it, like, oh, that could really be somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, just the movie itself. That was kind of scary.
No, because
the fact that it was made.
Yeah, I could see. It struck a chord that was really underground as far as, you know, the S&M or really demented kind of side of human beings in general.
Yeah, I think because I knew a couple people like that next door neighbor, so that kind of scared me.
That's creepy.
Yeah, the fact that they're living right next door to you, too.
Yeah.
So, again, this is the Geek Speak Radio Show Halloween show. You guys can jump in. Don't be afraid. Fernando, maybe it was just his phone.
Yeah.
The other one, Stella, I don't know. Actually, she made it all the way through.
Yeah, she did.
It was our phone that was getting knocked out with the ghost. But like I said, my son's a Ghostbuster, so we'll be fine.
Yeah.
So give it a try. 888 to go for it, 888-463-6748. Comments at thegeekspeakradioshow.com. You have any emails? You guys were looking at them.
No, right now I got one from Ross. Now, this is a good one. He says that growing up, he used to live in a haunted house, and he remembers hearing footsteps every day for a whole week, he said, during Halloween. So it always come to him every year at Halloween. And he says one time he got so scared that he peed his pants. And that was the highlight of his hauntings, but that's what he wrote.
Or low life, however you want to see it.
All right.
So that's movies. How about the best place for you guys to trick-or-treat? In a mall or out in the neighborhood?
Out in the neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
I mean, I grew up, you know, of course, that's me being a kid. That's something of my childhood. I always remember going to a neighborhood that was decorated with Halloween toys and, you know, trying to scare you haunted houses. What about you?
Definitely out of the neighborhoods. Because like I said, here, it's a ghost town. I don't mean that. No pun intended with that. But it's a ghost town here because nobody gives out candy here in my neighborhood anymore.
Yeah.
And my mom's old neighborhood where I used to live, nobody gives it out there either.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go to pretty much in the middle of San Francisco.
Yeah.
And there's about 19, 20 blocks. Every single house gives you candy, the good candy too. So we always go there.
Me too. I know what houses are the ones that give out good candy, and it's the Snicker bars, not the Now Laters. You know, you wanted chocolate. For me, I did.
Yeah. New voice here again, my brother-in-law Donald. Let me ask you, ask everybody, what does Halloween mean to you?
Just a reason to go out and get candy, or girls to dress skimpy.
Yeah.
That's all for me.
That's funny, because they actually did talk about that in Modern Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was very clever.
With the daughter Haley.
Yeah.
Oh, that just got me so scared.
I mean, you can understand, for a father to see his little princess go and dress skimpy out on Halloween, that's scary enough.
Wait a minute, my daughter over there, she is a princess.
No, but I'm just, come on, you know what I mean, right? Every, you know, when they grow up, they just tend to dress skimpy when it's Halloween. So.
That just terrifies me so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So again, I guess everybody's getting scared, but you guys gonna take a little break, see if the phones get fixed. We're gonna end the hour in a few minutes, but when we come back, we're gonna have Captain Howdy.
Nice.
The demon, Pazuzu, from The Exorcist. Not Linda Blair, Eileen Deitch is gonna come back again and talk to us about The Exorcist and playing the demon. But if you guys wanna try, comments at thegeekspeakradioshow.com is the email. Seems to be safe. It's not
haunted. Decide,
No. The phone number is 888 go for it, 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. You can hold off on the calls next half hour because we will, like I said, we'll be talking to Eileen Dietz. She was here before, but we'll talk about definitely all extra stuff today. No Buzz Report, a couple of news. I forget the name right now, but Ghost something, Mission Impossible. It's not a four, but it has a title now. Tom Cruise said it.
Really?
Yeah, it's Mission Impossible Ghost something.
Uh-huh.
Ghost, not Ghost Recon, that's a video game. The Ghost something.
I didn't even know they were actually going to make it. I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't know now it's actually in the works.
Yeah.
That's scary, and that's scary enough.
Yeah. the other thing, and you know, we talked about it, Batman 3 has a title now.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Still don't know who the villain is.
Yeah, and also for Spider-Man, you know, everyone's looking forward to the reboot itself.
We may have a new J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
I go with, what's his name? Sam Elliott.
Really?
Yeah, but whoever it is will not do a better job than J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, that's true.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like I said, phone lines are haunted. They're really going to be possessed now. So when we come back, we'll talk to Pazuzu, Captain Howdy, whatever you want to call him. Some people just call him the demon.
The Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.